Now, you claim, Ryan, that you saw some sort of demon in your bed when you were a kid, and that's what sparked your interest in the supernatural. But couldn't that demon have been a dream or perhaps a horny uncle?
I hope not, for my sake. No, I was pretty sure it was some sort of apparition, and it wasn't necessarily in my bed, but it was while I was in bed trying to go to sleep, and I saw something across from me, from the door. And every time I screamed for my mom, she'd come in and it would go away.
Interesting. You know, they call those things succubuses, I believe. But I don't know.
No.
I want to ask you, are most ghosts friendly like Casper, or are they jerks like the ones in Poltergeist?
It depends, you know. I mean, I always tell people, ghosts were people. If we believe in ghosts, you know, so are they pissed off people? Yes, so they're pissed off ghosts. You know, are they nice ghosts? Yes, they were nice people.
That's a good way of looking at it. Now, have you ever been able to ask a ghost what religion they are? Because that could solve a lot of problems down here on Earth. You know, if you find out which religion actually won, like if the ghost was Muslim, I'm screwed because I'm a Catholic.
Well, so am I, because I'm Catholic as well. But I don't think it works that way. I think, you know, all the different religions, you know, ultimately there's one God.
Mm-hmm.
There's one all-powerful source out there looking out for us.
I thought his name was Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, it is Rupert Murdoch. Now, everyone thinks ghosts haunt houses, but can they haunt other things like, I don't know, cars or toasters?
Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of a toaster, but I guess it's possible. I mean, we've had a mirror that was supposedly haunted, and then even a Homer Simpson doll.
Really?
Which was, I guess, I don't know, just something about that. And once we took it out of the house, things kind of, you know, went downhill for the clients. But definitely with people. I mean, on our first episodes, it was a little boy. He was seeing dead people everywhere he went. And this is a six-year-old kid who is very articulate about what they were, you know, things that they were telling him. And we were able to verify some of this stuff.
Ryan, are you sure you weren't renting The Sixth Sense? That's happened to me before, where I'll be watching a movie late at night, and I swear to God it happened. When I saw the Poseidon Adventure, I swear to God I thought I drowned.
No, this is a very real case with little boy.
Yeah.
And it's like The Sixth Sense, I guess. But, you know, The Sixth Sense was based off of a real story.
Mm.
And there are children out there, just like Matthew, who is in one of the first episodes, who, you know, has some extraordinary gift. And we brought in counselors and psychologists and scientists, and they couldn't explain it.
Mm. Now, do ghost hunters get groupies? And are they living or are they ghosts?
I guess, I don't know, maybe both. I mean, there's definitely people who are fanatics of the paranormal research thing, you know, but you know, that's not why I'm involved in it. I'm here to help people.
Yeah. You know, if you were into women, you wouldn't have been a ghost hunter.
Yeah.
You would have probably gotten into some kind of sport. But I love ghost hunting. Ghost hunting is fun for everyone.